The last beatified king. St. Stephen, the first king of Hungary, was our nation's founder king and was canonized in 1083. The first royal family produced numerous saints and beatified individuals, not only to the Catholic Church, but to the Orthodox Church as well. King St. Stephen is the head of both Western and Eastern churches and considered to be their saint. It is interesting that Hungary's last king was elevated to the level of the canonized King Charles IV. It is rather rare to canonize any individuals in modern times. The last ceremony was held by Pope John Paul II in 2004, when he canonized King Charles IV. It is an interesting coincidence that Pope John Paul II's birth name is Karol Wojtyla, which is also connected to King Charles. The Pope's father served in the Austro-Hungarian army and greatly respected King Charles. Out of this respect, he named his son Karol. Who was this king, really? Why is he so well respected in Hungary and around the world? The King Charles Prayer League is a movement for the peace of nations, counts, and members around the world, from Europe to the United States. He was born in 1887 and was not even the heir to the throne yet. There were four other members of the Habsburg-Lotharingian family who were ahead of him in the line of succession. They were in line after Kaiser Franz Joseph. The flow of history arranged things differently. October the 21st, 1911 turned out to be a very important day in King Charles's life. It was the day of his marriage. This day is the holiday of his liturgy. He married Princess Bourbon Zita of Parma, who was a servant of God, and her beatification process was in the making. Besides her beauty, her religious conviction is what owed Charles, and their relationship and subsequent marriage blossomed. Their engagement ceremony was held in Mariazell. The following engraving was applied on their rings: Sub tuum presidium, we hurry under your shielding arms, Virgin Mary. They offered and entrusted their love and planned marriage to the Virgin Mary. Charles swore honesty to Princess Zita at the time of their engagement. They married on October the 21st, and Charles expressed their mutual life goal. From now and on, we need to usher each other to heaven. His coronation day was on November the 21st, 1916, when he became the Kaiser of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. The death of the four individuals ahead of him in the line of succession facilitated his ascension to the throne. He inherited the throne from Kaiser Franz Joseph, and he consequently became ruler. On December the 30th, 1916, they were crowned as King and Queen of Hungary. This day was very important in their lives. They both prepared by fasting and praying, since the ceremony was precisely choreographed with conversations and a religious retreat. Charles and Zita took the process very seriously with the intention that it would drive them throughout their lives. The responsibilities that came along with their leadership originated in the above process and prepared him to acquire his duties by offering himself to lead the nation. Charles took the text of the coronation prayer very seriously. Take your sword, but don't forget that the saints were victorious in the reign in their faith, not with their sword. Take the king's crown. Don't forget that the crown symbolizes glory, wealth, and power, with which you join the ranks of the leaders of the church who are God's servants, directing the soul like the king protects God's church from all wrongs of the world. Be a good king, and you will be able to win the crown in heavens with the precious stones of virtues and morality. Amen. These prayers were recited by the Archbishop of Esztergom. This was very important to both Charles and Zita, who both swore themselves to truth and peace with the gospel. Their desire to stop the killings of World War I originated from this belief. The single royals who, along with Pope Benedict XV, lobbied for peace. Unfortunately, no one seemed to listen to their calls for peace. The interpretation of Christian social teaching about different nations' coexistence describes Charles' philosophy that was ahead of his time and influenced his governance. He withdrew from handling governmental affairs both in Hungary and in Austria. After a series of hardships, in March of 1919, he left for Switzerland and then lived in exile on the island of Madeira from November of the same year. He never lost his faith and love of family. He offered his ordeals for his nation's betterment. After a brief illness, he suddenly passed away on April 1, 1922. His memorial on Madeira became a pilgrimage place. He's remembered as a loving father and a devoted emperor who lived in seclusion and was loved by many. His reputation spread around the world, and his memory is celebrated through the League of King Charles. He lived in a faithful marriage that produced 8 children. He and his wife, Queen Zita, were equal in marriage and a life that revolved around a devotion to God. They gave a sterling example to their children, to all people around them, to the people of Madeira, and throughout the League of King Charles, to the entire world of the Church. His beatification process was initiated in 1949 and, as I mentioned, he was beatified by Pope John Paul II on October 3rd of 2004. There is a new miracle being investigated by Rome, another miraculous healing for which we pray to have another saint for our nation. Our God, who led King Charles from the earthly kingdom to your heaven and awarded him with your crown, please let us serve your son and our brothers to reach eternal life. With our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.